Hello and welcome to the Flying Startups Podcast. Hello, I'm Steve Parks, author of Start Your Business Week by Week, How to Be an Entrepreneur and other books for entrepreneurs. And on the podcast this month, we'll be talking to Ling Valentine, the founder of Ling's Cars, who you may have seen on BBC's Dragon's Den. And we'll also have the second part from Simon Woodruff telling us about the founding of Yo Sushi. That's all still to come in the next half an hour. Also, first, a bit of news update. What's been going on? Well, I've launched a blog in the last month. Very exciting. I've enjoyed that. I post pretty much every day with either entrepreneurial things that I've seen, interesting books I've read, events I've been to, commenting on other people's businesses and so on, drawing ideas from that. I've had some great feedback, so thanks to everyone that's emailed me feedback on that site, including from some of the people that I've written about on the site who have ended up reading that, and one of those we'll hear from in a moment. So if you want to go and find that blog and read it for yourself, it's at www.steveparks.co.uk. That's S-T-E-V-E-P-A-R-K-S, steveparks.co.uk. And yesterday I ended up meeting Lord Billimoria. He's the founder of Cobra Beer. Fascinating guy. He was talking about how he founded his business. And we'll perhaps feature him on a future edition of the podcast too, hopefully next month. But I've blogged really about a lot of things that he said in his talk, and it was fascinating stuff. I've also picked up a copy. He kindly gave me a signed copy of his book, Bottled for Business. So I'll be reading that over the next few weeks, and I'll let you know what that's like. Flying Startups has been really busy again over the last month or so. Loads of you posting your pilots' logs and keeping those diaries, and also helping each other out in the forums. So that's all great news, and we'll be catching up on more of that a bit later on in this programme. And of course, thank you very much to everybody that bought my books over the last few months. It's been an incredible month. First of all, it seems that lots of people bought them for Christmas. There was a huge surge then. So thanks ever so much for that. And I hope all of you new readers who are joining us are enjoying Flying Startups and enjoying the podcast. Well, of course, this is the Flying Startups podcast with me, Steve Parks. And our guest this month, first of all, for the entrepreneur that's starting up, Ling Valentine, started a business called Ling's Cars. She's based up in Gateshead, but has already made quite a reputation for herself, part of that from her recent appearance on the BBC's Dragon's Den TV programme. And she joins me on the line now. Hello, Ling.
Steve.
Hi. Now, first of all, tell us what your business does. What aspect of cars is it?
Well, to be honest, we just do country-hire cars just over the internet. That's what we do.
Yeah, how did you get that idea?
You mean talking about selling country-hire car or over the internet?
Really, the whole business idea. Why did you decide to get into contract or lease hire cars? And why did you decide to do it only online?
Well, just like I explained before on Dragon's Den, the UK market is just like 1% of the whole car selling market is 1% for country hire cars, but the whole of the in the United States is about 20%. And with country hire cars, you just don't worry about residual value. Buy a brand new car, use it for a couple of years, and you just sell it. You just return it to finance company for a few years' time, and it's very cheap as well.
There are some very big companies operating in this space. It's quite competitive. Why did you think that you wanted to get into that?
When I started, I originally helped my husband with his business when he started a car and supermarket about a few years ago. I helped them for like 1 year. Then I thought maybe country hire car is just the future for all the business for the. Car sale industry. So I started it myself. About in the year 2005, I started it because before I used to do just like traditional car sales, like use the phone and use the fax. And it's just really very, very slow, and I can't do too much. I've been using internet for 8 years. I thought maybe because internet is the future anyway, so I started to bring my business up to the internet, start to market it over the internet, and it works. And now we generate loads of business.
Great. And what about getting and dealing with your suppliers? How did you persuade the finance companies to deal with you, the car companies to deal with you, when you were just Ling Valentine and then there were all these huge companies in the same market?
Well, the finance company, they want to do the car sales, and I have a really good customer database in the past, and my customer keep very, very loyal to me. So, and I can sell enough cars, so they're always happy to deal with me. Mm. Supplies never been any problem. There's plenty of suppliers.
Great. And how did you get started then? Did you need to raise any finance? And obviously you needed to design the website and so on as well. What did you do to get started?
Originally, we started a very basic website. It didn't really work. So we thought, what we're going to do, something different. I'm a Chinese, basically. So I thought maybe I'll bring some Chinese idea and make it sound a bit Chinglish, make it more interesting. So we started to throw this idea to our website design, and it worked quite well.
Mm. And what about in terms of raising the money to get started, getting the offices and all those other elements of getting started? How did you do that and what did you need to do?
Country or high car, you don't need a lot of money to start it. You just need a few computers. I have an office in my house. I'm quite proud because nothing different. And I get a car from the dealers, so the overhead is very low. You don't need a lot of money to start a business like this.
One thing you've been very smart with is your marketing. What marketing have you been doing, and how did you learn to do that?
Well, to be honest, me and my husband, we the company is a partnership company at the moment. So we always think about what we can do to make the company more successful. Of course, marketing is very important. Because the company is a website, is really internet-based company, so we thought the best way to do it is market on the internet. So we join loads of forums and discuss with all the forum users. It's really just the viral marketing. And also, because I'm a Chinese, I like noodles. So we keep away all the free noodles, which get a lot of users from like a freebie website. Mm. They start talking about our website. Dragon's Den is one of the thing we a case. It's really coincidence. BBC approached me because I won the Northeast Entrepreneur of the Year last year. Women in retail. So they approached me, and I thought it's a really good opportunity. If I could raise some money, possibly, to help me to market the business, if not, I can still market in my company, and it worked really well.
Yeah, now, you were describing a little bit on my blog when you replied to my post about your brilliant appearance on Dragon's Den. You were describing a bit about what it was like. And just for those that haven't read the blog, talk us through it now, the process of being selected to go on Dragon's Den, and then preparing and then going to the studios itself.
Well, I didn't really have too much time to prepare the Dragon's Den. I just thought... BBC approached me end of last year. Obviously, my husband filled in the form for me when I was in China. When I came back, I nearly fell off my chair. So I thought, Dragon's Den is a really good program. It's a good opportunity for us. So I thought, just do it. If he had filled in the form. I went to Manchester and had a screen test in December. And they called me, BBC called me in January, early January, and asked me to go there to do the filming. So I was quite nervous that time because first time on TV sort of thing. But because the business is really busy, I didn't have too much time to get ready. I tried to grab as much information as I can. And... I just took everything with me and read through and had a really good think about it, and just trying to imagine what those dragons, the questions, what they're going to ask. So that's what I did, really. On the Dragon's Den, when I was approaching, when I was climbing up the stairs, I was really nervous. But when I was facing them, I just told myself I just have to do it, and it's only just lifetime experience. So I'm just trying to answer as much question as I can. Mm. That's what I did.
And you started off in quite a cheeky way with them, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I know normally people are very serious and are normally very nervous, but I thought if I can, it's just like the same like I sell cars to customers. Also just thinking, try to make them smile, make them laugh, and once they laugh, everything's just sorted.
And so what did you say to them?
Well, we're just trying to... I tried to give them a handout to all the Chinese noodles. I tried to make them to know to the noodle brand, obviously.
Brand is F-U-K-U, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, which all spells something different over here.
Yeah, they didn't quite get it, but then after a few minutes, they realised the brand, so they were all laughing.
Yeah.
I was just trying to use anything. Maybe I speak perfect English when I arrive in this country, or something like that. Small things that make them laugh.
And you said to them, "I eat dragons for breakfast," didn't you?
Yeah, because I think they were just too greedy, and not really to be too rude, but always sound good as well. So that it just came out quite nicely.
Okay, so that's been a great marketing thing for you. What's next? What's the next stage of growth in your business, Ling?
Well, we have to come up some better marketing idea. We are still talking about it at the moment, so it's we haven't really come across anything yet. We are talking about a few ideas, but I haven't got to any conclusion yet. So,
you're always thinking of new things to do.
Yeah, of course, of course. Well, once we, on the 21st, I think we'll be on again for the follow-up Dragon's Den, I think.
All right.
Then hopefully that will keep us going for a while. Then we're going to bring some new ideas again.
Yeah, fantastic. And so what have you found to be the biggest challenge in running your own business? What's been the most difficult thing?
Well, it is a bit difficult, especially in motor industry, because in motor industry, it's like a male-dominant industry. For me, as a Chinese and a female, sometimes it is very difficult, but I try my best, and people is very difficult. They feel very difficult to argue with me, especially because I'm a Chinese, and also I'm a female as well, so I do have some advantages, and I just use my unique selling point to help myself to break through.
So, are there plans for expansion? You've got the website. Do you think you'll ever expand beyond that and have actual physical location, or is it just not worth it? A web business is a better business.
I think a web business is a future.
Mm.
So I would just stick to it.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, well, what's your tip then for people that are starting out in business now? What is Ling's big piece of advice?
Well, you're just gonna have your you just have to decide what you want to do, and you need to have something different. Instead of everyone just do the same, you just have to bring some new idea to your business, which will get the customer coming back to you.
Mm, fantastic. Okay, well, Ling, thank you very much for your time today. Very much appreciated, and thanks for posting on my blog, responding to the comments there.
Thanks a lot. Steve.
Okay, thanks. That's Ling Valentine from Ling's Cars, founder of that business, an entrepreneur and award-winning entrepreneur, in fact, and also, of course, from Dragon's Den. Now, you can find out more about her business at lingscars.com. This is the Flying Startups podcast.